have a wide enough shot to show you, but we counted, and that's why it was a very interesting call. So a big sequence in that game. Put an earmark on it. Prescott trying to take advantage. Going deep. Cooper! Oh! One-hander! Are you kidding me?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, JV. This is the Week 2 show coming at you fast and furious with my co-hosts, Brian Paxad and AJ Cadman.
Yo, yo.
What up?
The co-hostess with the mostest?
You guys, the Emmys were on last night, and I didn't notice an Emmy nomination for our podcast.
maybe we're just too new.
It was Succession and Schitt's Creek.
Can you say that on the show?
And no nomination for the No One's Listening, Ron Mexico Dogfighters,
no.
Ladies and Edelman podcast.
I think we missed the cutoff. That's what happened.
Next year?
Better luck next year.
Yes.
They'll never see us coming.
No, man. We'll be like. What was the one that won the Oscar? It was Moonlight, but what was announced?
They gave it to
La La Land first.
No, not La La Land. It's like The Shape of Water.
Oh, that's right. And it was Moonlight.
They gave it to something else, and it should have been Moonlight.
No, Shape of Water was legitimate, right? And then they gave it to... I thought it was La La Land, and then they said no.
I liked
The
Shape of Water when it was called Dances with Wolves.
What? I liked it when it was called The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Anyways, fellas, what a week. What a week.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
W-A-W. What a week.
Wow.
Crazy games. Crazy storylines. Crazy players. Crazy scores. Crazy not scores. We need to talk about that. We need to focus on the people that didn't score just as much as the ones that did score.
It never gets any easier.
The haves and the have-nots.
Well, right now we're in a shootout. I'm in a shootout for my life. Right now I'm at 128.3 to Jason Raider Nation 129.86, and we're getting down to the wire here, like 5 minutes, and of course Rashard has to, like, you know, rumbling, tumbling, bumbling through to get that touchdown, and they just keep throwing to Waller all night, so I may end up losing this one by, you know, what, less than a point.
But we'll see. Right now, okay, let's paint the picture. Right now, the Saints just scored Kamara's, like, fifth touchdown of the night.
Bro, so, he's not... And so give the Raider D some credit.
And so the Raiders have the ball with 4 minutes up by a score. And now it's time when they just got to feed Jacobs. And here we go. Hand off to Jacobs. Jacobs broke past the 20, 25,
yeah,
30.
Right.
He got the first down. He picked up 12. Jacobs picked up 12 live on TV. And JV just went from a 21% favorite,
right,
to a 54% favorite. And as we speak, on cue, Jason sends a text saying, I need a couple more receptions.
Oh, yes. Wait. Am I behind? Ah, stupid,
yes,
YouTube TV.
You are
JV currently is at 129.5. and Jason is at 129.86. It looks like one more carry for Jacobs, and they just took Jacobs out of the game. No, he's still there. He just got the ball. He bursts up the middle, picks up maybe a yard, maybe a yard.
Ooh.
B-Pack Kevin Harlan.
The I'm finest like, voice in the business.
Like Tony Romo. Here, you just got to bang it up the middle. Just
is that what he says? Is that his phrase?
Why does Tony Romo seem like he's lost his voice like at the beginning of every game?
It's the cigarettes, bro.
I got to say,
you'd have a raspy voice too.
I never thought Tony Romo actually would be a good announcer, and he proved me wrong. Seven ways to Sunday.
All right, so if we just kind of jump into what's going on in our league, it looks like JV's going to secure a victory. It looks
Stop talking.
Well, it's still early.
He needs 2 yards with 3 minutes to go.
No, he's got the lead right now. JV's got 130, and Jason there you go. 129.8.
Oh, wow, that is so close. He cannot lose any yards.
If he loses yards or if Jason catches some more balls.
Y'all ain't right.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Caleb looks like he's not going to catch Anselmo. It looked like it was...
about to catch a case.
It looked like it was pretty close going into tonight, but Breeze failed to meet expectations.
I know, Michael, Michael Thomas not being in the game, I think, really hurt Caleb and the Saints, yeah.
Can't guard Mike. Looks like Nima fell victim to the injury bug, and Alvin Kadman, AJ, pulled out a monster win.
Bro, I can't believe.
Waller getting him 12 catches.
I knew.
That might have been my favorite pick of the whole draft.
So dumb. I knew that fool was going to bust out. That's a great story. Think about that story, right? I mean, the guy, did you see Hard Knocks? Did you see his story?
Bro,
man was strung out on drugs during practice. Hey, man, can I get some smoke from you?
2, 3, 4, I can count these rocks.
Ravens practice squad? Yeah. Look at him now.
He was high at practice. Telling the guys, I'm Smoke Dog. Been smoking since I was two.
Your words. You don't need to slur your words to get your point across.
What?
He was high at practice.
JV, we're talking about practice.
Anyway, that's a great story.
Papa Kadman put a statement. Jeez. A statement game on Perkins. Perkins, who obviously we'll get into the injuries, but Barkley's gone. And some of Papa,
34 players. From Kamara tonight. He's got mad what numbers was that tonight.
What were you saying? He kind of trailed off there.
Perkins going to take an L with Papa Kadman's big monster game of 190. He's at 190 right now. He's
sniffing 200.
Wait.
Keep it back. I did not see that. 190 points?
Yeah, 189. Papa,
what?
He had 6 players over 20-something points.
And how is CBS Sports giving Jeremy a 1% chance to win this? I should be like zero. It should be like my Vikings defense last week, -5. There should be no way.
Hey, man, they gave you positive points this week.
There should be no way Jeremy has a chance to win this.
This one was over before it started. Now I'm looking at Linda and Moyne's score, and Linda put a hurt. I would call this a statement victory. Last week, Moyne brought the thunder and lightning and dropped the weekly high score of his own. And I wrote in the article saying that it's going to require a voodoo doll and a lot of things to go right to beat this guy. But he came through this week with only 112 points, which is indeed the weekly low. Nope, just kidding. Somebody scored lower. Ben Dotson with a whopping 101. Ben just didn't have it going for him. Ben's whole team, it looks like Ben's team plays for the Swiss national team because they all got these little Red Cross star hearts next to their squad. This dude's got more injuries on his team than actual starters. He's going to be active on the waiver wire, boys.
I think it's going to be a busy waiver wire week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, quick numbers show six teams won this week and six teams lost.
I hope there's no adjustment for me. That would just be the worst. Because right now I'm at exactly 130.14 points away from a victory. Oh, man.
Who's got the ball? Oh, so the Raiders? They just did what? Kneel?
2 minutes to go. No, I think they still got at least one play to run, right? And then they can probably kneel. One or two plays.
Just don't lose yardage.
You know, crazy. Couple quick quick topics we can kind of talk about while we're waiting for this game to kind of wrap up. And then we can get into our segments for the week. But three of the top three picks in this year's draft are all hurt. Top three picks.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And four in the first round. So four of the first round picks are legit hurt. And I don't mean like sitting out a game or something, but these guys all have big injuries. So including the top three picks, which is crazy. So it looks like
McCaffrey.
We're talking Barkley and Mike Thomas. Mike Thomas was the third pick overall. Can't guard Mike is out.
Mike was
and then
the third pick
further
overall.
Down, Devontae. Devontae came up with a little hamstring, but I think early reports say he'll be all right.
But Moyne was definitely looking for numbers from him like he did last week. He didn't get it.
Right. Yep. More importantly, what's Nima and Perkins? What are they going to do without their stud running backs, top two picks?
Let's see. I could make a trade.
Are we already making trade offers right here on the show?
Nima or Perkins, you know, if you guys want Dobbins, James White. Bro, anybody's on the block. Who you want? Who else I got?
You can't replace those guys.
Bro, Dobbins had a solid 7.1. He had a legitimate 7.1 this week.
Is Julio hurt? Both of Moyne's star receivers, Adams and Julio, are hurt?
It's kind
of like a hammy, right? Also. He was quiet.
And he has Parker hurt. And he has Malcolm Brown. Dude, this dude's also hurt. Yeah. Everybody's hurt. You know, here's my take. Here's BPAC's take. JV, this is where you do a drop. BPAC's take. I think it has to do with no preseason and no training camp.
No offseason program, no nothing.
Yeah, I think these guys come in a little chubby, a little out of shape. They haven't been on the Peloton like they should have been. And they get into these games and, you know, something gets torn. Nima and I were texting these ligaments that are tearing, like the ACL. What? It's like the worst ligament. Why do we have ACLs? You never hear like, I'm glad I got this ACL. Instead, they keep tearing and then you're out a year.
Dude, that's a nice looking ACL. They never say that.
Said no one ever.
Said no one ever.
And then to boot, they give you an ACL from a dead person, right? A cadaver?
Cadaver CL?
That's one option. They can do some drafting. Maybe we should have a little medical segment at some point.
Because we are all trained physicians.
Bro, I just listened to Dr. Chow.
Whatever. Who?
Dr. Chow, the sports doctor. Whatever he says goes. Deep kick, Raiders, it's up, it's good. Raiders, a 54-yard attempt. They just took the lead, a commanding lead, 10-point lead with 1:05 to go. All right, boys,
let's
jump
Dr.
into some
Death.
Segments.
Dr. Death was a good podcast. No? I'm just kidding. I never listened. I heard of Dr. Death, but I never listened. I'm not sick in the head like that.
Should we go to the Beat Farm? Craziest thing I saw today.
No, let's go to the Beat Farm because I will, you know, next week we're getting better at this, as you can see. Normally, you know, within the podcast, you'd hear more stuff. And this year, I'll create some little intros for BPAC and AJ and myself for these segments. Because, you know, like BPAC'd in a Fool, Shacked in a Fool's got his song. We'll have a song for BPAC. I got an idea for AJ's beat farm. I got an idea. So we'll, as we get better about this, it's just, you know, I got a big project. I'm working 10, 11 hour days. Anyway, why don't we... I got a baby. I got a baby on the way. Come on now. I barely got time to do this. I was 10 minutes late trying to hook everything up here. So anyway. All right. Let's go with AJ's.
JV showed up late to the Zoom and he goes, the traffic was terrible. Yeah. You go, traffic from your living room?
Murder. Bro, I got these stairs. I got to walk up these stairs.
Traffic brought to you by...
All right, so AJ's beat farm is ready
AJ's
to go.
AJ's beat farm? I mean, so much could happen in the next minute and 5 seconds that I'm not sure if I want to call this because it might change.
Well, no, bro, you ain't putting me in the beats. In the beats.
I mean, right, you might be in the beats. We have a minute 5 to go. So right now, I think it comes down to the matchup of JV and Jason as of the moment with a minute to go.
Yeah, dog, Jason got the bad beat.
JV is up by point.
Oh, Sanders caught his first pass of the game.
0.4, something like that.
Breeze hit him over the middle.
I mean,
as long as it's not cooked.
Garbage points right here.
One catch live right now.
One catch to Cookie.
Jared Cooks
we'll do it.
Will beat JV. Breeze drops back. Oh, it's taped at the line. 42 seconds, guys. 42 seconds. One catch. And JV loses. One catch.
JV is fighting to stay off the beat farm.
Currently, it shows YouTube. JV as a 97% favorite.
YouTube
and
TV is way behind.
One catch. That's all we need. We're on 2nd and 10. Breeze is in the huddle, looking directly in Cook's eyes. And he's saying, this is your ball. Snap. Breeze drops back. Dump off to Kamara. Kamara at the 40, cuts to the 45, 50, just shy of the first down. We're looking at 3rd and 2. Okay, AJ, continue with the
beat. I was going to say, is this what people want to listen to?
So I think as of this moment, the bad beat goes to Jason in this matchup. He is right now going to lose by 0.44.
Cooks just got the ball, and Jason just won the game. Jason just won the game.
No, he didn't.
Cooks just got the ball, and Jason just took a 131.56 win. It literally was a shift of unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is not live radio for nothing, guys. So, the bad beat of AJ's beat farm goes to JV as he loses in a very tough matchup. With less than a minute to go, Cookie with the catch,
no!
Not enough from Jacobs. And then unfortunately sinks JV to 0-0.
And that's it. The game is over. The score is a final. And the second to last play of the game was a dump off to Cook. Cook got his second catch of the game and took the commanding win over JV. What a way to go out.
That is a bad beat if I ever saw one.
If this wasn't a family program, I'd be cursing.
JV is praying for an overnight correction somewhere.
Please! There's going to be no correction. He got two passes, one for a touchdown, one garbage. Oh, unless there's a correction for Jacobs. That'd be nice, but I doubt it. I lost by one.
Wow. You guys.
What a win. Jason pulled that one out. What
1.36. Wow.
He was tagged to get 131.18 and he got 131.56.
Bro, man. I don't CBS care when knows. He was tagged. No, CBS does not know. Look at all these fools that got high grades that are losing right now. Don't tell me CBS knows.
Oh, by the way, my new sponsor for AJ's Beet Farm is Omaha Steaks. JV, somehow build that into the promo.
So dumb. I hate this game. I hate fantasy football.
All right, let's pivot. JV, but I can't stop playing. Go ahead and do the craziest thing you saw today. It might just be.
Just be this stupid game. But I won't take that away from AJ in terms of the bad beats. All right, the craziest thing I probably saw this week was the list. Here, let me get this.
That's real paper. That's not some MP4.
Hold on. We got something here. Hot off the press. I would say the craziest thing I saw this week was probably all the injuries. Let me just go down the list.
All the injuries.
Let me just go down the list. Nick Bosa. No Bosa, no Mosa. ACL. Saquon. Alleged ACL tear. Or what did they say? Probable ACL tear. No decaf McCaff. High ankle sprain, who could be out for multiple weeks. Drew Locke, the Denver QB, whoever this is. Sprained AC joint. Cortland Sutton. That's a good name. Cortland Sutton. A human torch was denied the bank loan. ACL. Jimmy G, high ankle sprain. Devontae Adams, hamstring. Tavon Young, knee. Mostert, MCL sprain. Tyrod Taylor, chest. Inflate choke chest. That's just a handful of picking of the injuries that happened this week.
That's just off the top of my head.
Right, exactly. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Second place is this stupid game that we just witnessed. But anyway, that's the craziest thing, especially Saquon, McCaffrey, and Thomas. Oh, I forgot to add Thomas in there. Thomas as well, too, with the injury. But what was his injury?
High ankle last week, yeah.
So he's probably out for like another couple of weeks, maybe. High ankle sprain.
I mean, did they put him on IR?
No, they didn't, actually. They said during the game.
They're going to try to get him back. Especially after losing tonight.
That's true. You know, as a professional athlete, you've got the shots, you've got the treatments, all that stuff. Not like, you know, us weekend warriors where, you know, we may be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
This is a true story, VL. I went to UCSF today. For my shoulder, because I have a torn rotator cuff. And I went in there to get a second opinion, because the first doctor, he was lame.
He was a quack.
Yeah. Anyway, so this doctor is like, yeah, we can go in, we can do the surgery. And I'm like, all right, doc, just give it to me straight. Am I going to be able to throw a ball again? Like, am I going to be able to throw deep? And he goes, you're going to need a lot of recovery. You're going to need a lot of physical therapy, stretching. And I'm like, all right, well, what are we talking? A few weeks? Four weeks? He goes, 6 to 8 months.
What? Wow.
Wow.
Like 6 to 8 months? You better backtrack. Play. You're dealing with an athlete, bro. 6 to 8 months on the sideline?
Athletes, dude. Did you hear about Tyrod Taylor? Why he missed the game yesterday?
His chest. I just said it. My
but
segment.
How they injected him with pain medication for his chest, and he had complications and had to go to the hospital.
Was when they injected him, did his chest in?
It may have inflated. To your point,
I told my doctor. I said, "There's got to be another way." I said, "What about plasma? Inject some plasma in there." And he goes, "It hasn't been proven to do any good. We might as well inject you with sugar water." And I was like, player, I know Kobe got that plasma. And then Kobe looked pretty good when he got that plasma in the knee.
He went to Germany for that.
telling me to put sugar water. I see you, Dr. Ma.
Dude, Nima, not to rag on Nima after I beat him this week. McCaffrey, Golladay, Mostert,
Golladay,
Cam Akers, Bo Samuel, all injured.
He doesn't have enough roster spots. You can't pick. There's not enough players to pick up.
Well, and none of them are like out. They're just out for, you know, some time, but they're not out for the season. So he's got to hold them.
I may trade Jacobs after this performance. Jeremy, you want Jacobs?
Guys, okay. Another quick pivot. We had 5 players this week score over 40 points.
In the last two weeks.
So we've already had 5 players score over 40 points. And that's crazy. That's like...
Yeah, didn't you say last week that was it? That was going to be the high?
Yeah. And then Aaron Jones scored 45 points and I doubled down. I don't think we'll see anything higher than that. But every week, these quarterbacks and Josh Allen's and Russell Wilson's.
Russell Westbrook. Bro, Dak.
Russ, Dak?
Dak had 41. Dak to the future, homie.
These guys are just dropping points.
I think we see a higher score.
You think so? Higher than 45?
I think someone's going to beat 45.
Well,
you heard it here first.
It's possible. It could have been Saquon.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
All right.
I feel like Mahomes. He's going to come out with one game and bust out like 50 points.
Probably Mahomes going to bust it out.
I feel like he's the guy.
Maybe Justin Herbert.
But we'll see. Jeez. Anyway.
It's a toss-up between Pat Mahomes and Gardner Minshew, maybe.
Minshew Mania!
What was that quote? Who texted that? What was that quote? That said that Tyrod's the starter, Justin Herbert's the backup for a reason.
Their head coach, Anthony Lynn, said that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, Herbert's the backup for a reason. I'm like, man, he's only in his second game in the pros, and you're dogging him like that?
Did you see, remember the Titans?
No, I actually have not seen that movie.
I've seen every Denzel movie.
Okay, with Denzel, well, they brought this quarterback from California. They called him Sunshine. With the long hair. This dude down in on the Clippers, I mean on the Chargers, he looks like Sunshine.
Yeah.
All right,
why don't we get into Be Packed in a Fool here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the second week. We've got some nominations and some honorable mentions for this week's Be Packed in a Fool. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button. Click the like button and leave a comment down below. Okay, let's get started. This week on Be Packed in a Fool, number 3 goes to Ben. Of busted, old busted. So on Thursday, I got a text message from Ben and he says, hey, I just visited with a fantasy psychic. This is a true story. I just visited a fantasy psychic and the psychic had interesting things to say about your players and twisting their ankles. You might want to double check your lineup.
Wow.
Ben's out here at Be Packed in a Fool. It was unbelievable. I went to a psychic today and he said your player's gonna get hurt. Okay. Next. All right, for number 2, there's a couple. So I have a couple honorable mentions, and then we'll get into the actual one. So honorable mention number 1 goes to Perkins. Saying on the thread to everybody that he's going to beat Papa this week. He said he'd beat Linda last week and he lost. And then he was saying, oh, well, that's okay. I'm going to take it all out on Papa you're going to feel the boom of the sonic boom. And Perkins got smoked. Second honorable mention.
Smoked.
He had 157 and he got smoked.
Second honorable mention also goes back to Ben for getting a total of 7 points from all three of his wide receivers combined.
I missed that. Wow.
Yeah. A zero and a 0.7. Wow.
This dude got a 0.7, not even a catch. It's a 0.7.
Wait, you said 0.7? Not 7 points?
Correct.
He had a combined score between all three of his wide receivers of a 7. Not much more. Okay, but the real be packed in a fool goes to none other than Moyne in a day when all of the fantasy relevant players go down with injuries. We're talking CMC, we're talking Barkley, you name it. Like, there were injuries after injuries. Moyne just made a point to say that all the Niners players got hurt. He's even non-fantasy rebel. He's like, Bosa's out. Garoppolo's out. It was just a shot at us Niner fans. But anyways, that's Moyne be packed in a fool. And now, the number one be packed in a fool spot goes to none other than my homie, Sean Caleb. This guy, this is a true story, calls me on the phone and he's like, hey B, how do waivers work? And I'm like, what's this guy mean? Like, where's the punchline? He's like, no, you know, like if I don't draft a guy, do I go to the back of the line? Like, how do? And I was like, Sean, it works like it's worked for 12 years. Nothing's changed. Waivers has been the same. It's been the same since the league started. The one thing we haven't touched is waivers. The waivers process is the same. And he's like, no, I get it. But just like, if I use it, do I go to the back of the line or do somebody else go behind? And I was like, all right, well, you just secured be packed in a fool for this week.
Is it true if you don't use it, you lose it?
And that, my friends, is this week's Be Packed in a Fool.
Cuckoo!
That was cold-blooded.
All right, guys, here's another new segment that we're doing. This team of podcasters is never dull for topics. So this week's new segment is, oh, God, my dog just pulled the laptop.
I mean, that place is going to the dogs.
Sorry. All right, guys.
Wow.
This segment is brought to you by English Bulldogs. Don't let them run around. Okay, so this segment's going to be, how concerned are you? I'm going to give you the name of a player that we've drafted, and you're going to tell me how concerned you are with your ROI, your return on investment. Give me a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being super confident that he'll be fine, and 1 being you're worried. You're not sure how good he'll do. All right, let's get started. First player on the concerned list is Derrick Henry. How concerned are you guys about Derrick Henry's production this year?
I'm going to say 8 or 9. Not worried about the production. He's got the carries. He's getting the ball.
Absolutely. He's got the volume there. He just hasn't found the end zone yet, I guess.
I'd say I'd be about the same. 8. I'd say an 8.
You had him last year, right?
I did.
Not too concerned. Okay, let's move on. Steal. Next player on the block is Adam Thielen. How concerned are you about Adam Thielen and his production in Minnesota?
I'm like a 4 or 5. Like, Cousins does not look good. If the defense ain't covering anybody, if the defense can't cover anybody, they'll be throwing a lot.
Vikings all around. I'd say a 2.
Pretty concerned.
Yeah. Because that team does not look like the team they should be.
Right. All right. Next player.
Feeling on. You.
Next player is, let's go with Austin Eckler. How concerned are you about the L.A. Chargers, Austin Eckler?
L.A. Super Chargers.
I don't know, man. It's just been such a weird year. He's like 6 or 7. Like, he should be getting the ball. He hasn't been getting the ball. Herbert, get him the ball.
I think that shift going from check down Phillip Rivers to this new, like, push the ball downfield hasn't worked out. But he's good, man. At some point, it's got to come back around.
I'd say like 5, 6, probably. Like kind of in the middle, lukewarm. Okay. I'm not in love with whatever.
You're like Switzerland. You're just gonna you're just toeing the line, player. Okay, how about let's go with Kenyon Drake. And here's why. This year looks like Kyler Murray is running a lot. And should we be worried that a lot of the rushing volume that Drake is accustomed to getting? Remember when Chris Rock was like, just because you're accustomed to steak dinners. he was talking about if he gets divorced and his wife is like, I need all this money. And he's like, just because you're accustomed to eating these fancy dinners.
Oh, yeah. He said,
that don't mean you're going to get these dinners.
He's all like, right, when you leave the restaurant, they don't owe you a steak. He's like, when you're done eating, you're done.
Seven or eight for me. Not worried so much. They gotta eventually have Murray slow down. Like, if they want to protect him for the long haul, he can't be doing what he's doing right now.
Yeah, bro, you ain't worried because he ain't on your team. I'm like at a -5 right now. I need points. That was the gamble I took when I drafted him. I'd say I'm like at a 6, 7.
Where did you draft him?
What?
Where did you draft him? Third round, fourth round?
No, second round. Because you know me, homie. I'm all about the running backs.
That was a reach. Sorry.
I'm all about the running backs. That was the best available, according to CBS.
All right. And last player we'll throw out there. What's our concern level with Julio Jones? Not necessarily from a fact of injury, but Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's taking a lot of that volume, taking a lot of that production. How concerned are we about Julio Jones?
Are we saying because of his age, maybe?
Yeah, age has something to do. Age ain't nothing. It's nothing but a number.
I'm trying to find him.
That number is pretty high when it comes to Julio hamstring.
I'd actually honestly say probably like a 3. Or a 4. With the way Ridley's catching, I'm trying to look him up right now, but with the way Ridley is, 4.4 the last game.
Yeah, he had 2 catches for 24 yards. And most importantly, Julio dropped a gimme touchdown. Like, it was a gimme.
So was he hurt in that second game? Because the first game, he got 24.7 points. That's like outstanding. And then he got 4.4. Now he's got a hamstring injury.
Yeah, I think he came into the game with it and was just kind of nursing it. I don't know. I'm like a 6. Like, he's going to have one. Every once in a while, he's going to have one of these games where he just disappears.
Yeah, but if he's got that hamstring injury and how old is he now? He's 31.
31. This is his 32nd year. He turns 32 this year. The reason I know that is because he's already 31.
This is his 32nd year in the league.
You know how many miles he has on that? It's like the tread on the tire. I go to the dealership and they're like, you need 4 new tires. I go, just give me 1 new tire and I'll use that one.
I'd say about 4. I'd be concerned.
So who's hosting the 2-0 party?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there for sure.
I think it's at your house.
Linda's at the 2-0 party. B-Pack's at the 2-0 party. AJ Cadman is definitely
who's
at
on the show.
I will bring the blue label.
And none other than Jason with the last second backdoor victory. Jason with Raider Nation will be at the 2-0 party.
Oh, I'm just so disgusted. So sick. I'm so sick and tired. I'm tired and sick. This game.
I'm both sick and tired.
Are you finally going to drop the Vikings D? Are you done?
Yes, I am. I am done with the Vikings D.
Their schedule gets good right after this.
Maybe I'll wait. Maybe I'll wait a while. Oh, man.
Anyways, guys, take a look out for the article to come out this week with the matchups and the predictions.
Oh, yes. Stunning.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we might have a power rankings article also coming out this week, depending on how much time everybody has.
Who's supposed to write it?
TBD. TBD.
Anselmo is the TBD. He's the one doing this.
Is he really supposed to write, or are you just saying
no,
TBD?
I'm just saying TBD. Because, vote on B-Pack and the Fool?
It's
Should
not
the poll?
Yeah, I think you were supposed to do that last week.
Oh, I think that one, not, bro. Sorry. So busy.
Is there no schedule for the power rankings?
Bro, every time I put out a Google Sheet, y'all laugh. So I said,
I didn't laugh. Hey, I was the,
now no one knows who
I was
supposed
the
to do
only
what,
one right? who committed and more. 110% is what I did. 125. I did more shows than I was supposed to.
Look, all we need you to do is show up on time.
Because.
Ready to go.
Because I like
it. Like, there was traffic coming in to the Zoom call.
Bro, you know, we got dishes to do. We got clean up after dinner. You know?
A parakeet pooping all over
stuff
the place.
To do. They're parrots. All right. I think we should end this because we're at that mark.
I've got a ride right now with Ali Love coming up in the next 10 minutes. So I got to get going. This Peloton workout doesn't wait for nobody.
All right. Well, that's been the show, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm one of your hosts. I guess I can't say that anymore. I'm one of your hosts, JV.
And I'm AJ.
I'm B-Pack.
And remember, we'll see you at the game.
Good job by you.